Get excited because Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
I'm pumped.
And because footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Your head doesn't look right.
Put moron number two on the phone.
When I put a beanie on, I don't look right.
No, you don't look right.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
No, of course you feel good. Monday, in you come. You have an hour with us. You leave at 7 o'clock feeling tickety-boo. Now, this hour, Damien Barrett, in he comes. Ooh, talking yes. footy. Big yep. round of footy too. Some very nice performances, especially by the boys from Arden Street.
Yep.
And also, I see here, 133353, you know, let's get the family involved. And I see Fat Brownless. He's going to be in control.
Spot on, Jim.
How?
I've got a beauty. It's a really good one.
Nice to see you anyway.
G'day, Jim. Great day again. I love this weather. I love the football. The pubs are open. It's just magnificent. Hello, Rebsy.
For the second time this week, Fantasia feeling the pinch. Duck.
What's up, Sean? Just done there, boys.
I don't think Duck got it.
Come on, Duck.
Actually, I didn't get it.
A little bit more support.
I think Duck gave it what it deserved, to be fair.
What does he mean by that? Was that Basil?
Remember, I think it was last week, you got pinched by old man at Hawthorn.
Oh.
And it's feeling the pinch,
just a bit of a gag.
Yeah, hey, speaking of gags, I'm starting the show today for all the faithful that listen in, yes. Jim, and they love this because we do this quite often. Bill's secret sound.
Bill?
Jim?
What?
Are you ready? I'm going to throw a couple of sounds at you.
Right.
You've got to tell me what they are. Here's the first one. Hit it. Going well.
The Monash got about 8:30 in the morning after a bloody truck stopped.
But wrong, it was the Dramana drive-in.
Oh, yes.
Last night when St Kilda fans, 1,500 of them, Jim, went along and they tooted their horns and they tooted a lot, Jim.
Oh, when the Saints
go marching in.
When the Saints go marching in. We used to sing as kids, I want to be down at Moorabbin. We just changed the words. Just wanted to.
Thanks.
Now, Bill, very good, by the way, St Kilda. Well done to them. We're going to talk about that with Purple later.
Exactly. 14 goals for.
Very
well
good.
Done. And the other secret sound. You know what that is, Jim?
Never heard that before in my life.
Exactly. That is the Gold Coast Sun song.
Well done.
It's been... Right over.
Well done to them too,
quiz.
By the way. What a fantastic performance that was.
426 days since they last sang the song.
Well done.
And well done to Stewie Jew.
Nice.
He's on the right track, mate.
Good,
let me tell
good
you.
Work.
So there's some gold there, Jim.
Oh, that's very, very crisp.
Exactly.
Off the top. What else you got, please? Is that the end of your rap?
Well, I got
one
caught
secret
up in
sound
that.
And that's all you're doing.
I got caught up in. No, I got some NRL, Jim.
Oh, come on.
NRL, of course. Storm. Back in business.
26-12.
Beat the Knights. It's his birthday. He's going to turn
73.
Well, dyslexic. Turn it around the other way.
No, Bill.
37.
There's no chance he's 37.
37.
No way.
How old is he next birthday?
I think he's about 97.
He's
isn't he?
In,
no,
well into
really,
his 60s.
But I know he's
Smithy.
Not, yeah.
No, he was a star again on the weekend.
They're third on the ladder, Jim. 4-1. Did you see what happened there? They've cancelled a game.
Oh, yeah, the game cancelled, yes.
And it's played tonight. Well, I tell you what, that all went seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
No crowds to worry about.
Yes.
They got the COVID-19 scare, so they said, all right, let's play tomorrow, which is today.
Thank you, Bill.
I thought it all worked well. Well done to the NRL.
When they said yes, they were playing tomorrow, it turned out it was today.
Yeah, exactly, which
that's
it was.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. So that was good.
Part of your rap.
Yeah. Daniel Andrews, Jim.
Yes.
Has announced next Monday, June 21. Nice for everyone
22.
Involved.
Mm.
21?
22.
What's he announced?
Restrictions go ahead on June 21. He's announced that 50 people can now go to cafes, restaurants and pubs, up from 20, Jim. That's very nice for public.
You know that Dan Andrews is a member of the same golf club I am.
Yes.
And I did wander down there the other day and just asked a couple of my mates down. Anyone seen Dan?
And?
Oh, no.
They tell me he had a hit down at The National, is it?
Right. As far away from any other golfer as he could get.
They tell me he was spotted there because he loves his golf.
Loves his golf, but because he banned it for a while there, Bill, he's not particularly welcome anywhere.
So you can have a meal also as of next Monday, Jim, without having... you can have a beer without having a meal.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's nice. You just go and have a frothy.
Wood. Yeah, exactly.
One off the wood.
Right, this is part of the wrap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sports wrap.
That's news from Friday.
Yeah. Oh, Sandra Sully with the late news.
What else, Fat?
The Queen celebrated her birthday, Jim. She's 94.
Thank you, Bill.
And, you know, she's very, very happy because no one's around. She's just happy with that. They remind me of the Adelaide Crows, the royal family. They've been in that much trouble lately off the field. Well, Prince William and Kate, they went around. Yes. Harry and Meghan have just absconded, Jim. Yeah, they've gone.
Absconded.
They absconded, Jim. And
absconded.
Yes. Prince Andrew's in a bit of
froth and bubble.
Mm. So no wonder she was very happy just sitting there on her own watching these guards, 51 soldiers just walk past him. So that was nice for her birthday.
So this is also part of your rap.
And, did you see the awkward photo of the bombers in North Melbourne on the plane?
Yeah.
One side, other side.
I like it, Bill.
That was good. How did it all end up? Heard anything from that?
No, I haven't heard anything from that. Both went on that plane. How's this? Lots of myths in football, Bill.
Yes, there is.
You have to get there 3 days before. You have to all this. Both of those sides travelled on the day and both won.
Both won. Up and back, too.
Up and back. Yeah. So, Bill, anyone who tells you have to get into a routine and bloody, it's absolute bollocks.
And I've got one more bit of gold for
We're going to be able to edit this, surely.
No, I've got one more bit of gold, Jim. Don't worry about
that.
We're
going to be able to edit this, hopefully.
Now, are you ready? This is the first time in 16 years, Jim. First time in 16 years, so we've got to go back to 2004, that all the bird teams have not won in a round of footy. So, Magpies didn't win, Crows lost, Swans lost, the Hawks lost, and the Eagles lost. First time in 14 years.
Oh, really, Bill?
I knew you'd love this. I knew you'd
Bill,
love that.
Monday's not your best, is it? It's not your best Monday.
Oh, actually,
I even bought
you
a Red Bull to try and get you up. Have you drunk it?
I've had four of them.
For Foxtel, this is
That's a good stat. Do you like that? I knew Jim wouldn't like it.
No.
First time in 16 years a bird team hasn't won.
I love Foxtel being involved in our show.
Yes, they are sponsoring the show all week.
Are they good?
Mm-hmm.
I love watching them and their ads.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
We get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session. When you need a tool, call Coates Hire on 13 15 52.
And here comes the game's number one newsbreaker. Welcome, Purple.
Hello, Jim and Bill. And
hey.
It's good to get back to positives and negatives out of a weekend, Bill, isn't it?
It is. It's good to have footy back. Oh, you're
Mr. Positive.
I am, but you're what would you call yourself, Damien?
I'm glass half empty, Bill, as you keep telling me every Sunday.
Well, you are, old Debbie Downer. What do you got for us?
Now, we always start with the positives, don't we? And we're going to go interstate to start with the main positive in my eyes, Jim, and that was as much as you would want it to be the North Melbourne positive, which will be number two. Yep. I reckon the Gold Coast Suns win against West Coast. No one could have seen that coming, and certainly no one could see it coming in the manner in which it did. A 5-1 third quarter, and... We've heard about this guy, this kid called Matt Rell, haven't we? We hear about him because he had a big profile leading into the draft last year. He went number one. He went up to the Suns with his mate, Anderson. And in his second game of footy, is almost certain to get a 3 Brownlow vote return for it. And that's quite extraordinary because they even reckon he's got bigger in the 12-week of COVID-19 shutdown. And, geez, he plays with some assuredness, Bill, doesn't he? Just the way he gets the ball. And he was tackled a few times and refused to go to ground and shook it off and then got the ball off. And
Luke Shuey was playing on him.
Yeah.
Luke Shuey's as hard as a cat's head. He's looking at him going... Who's this bloke? He just kept banging into him. And I tell you, it reminds me so much of Joel Selwood. Hard at it. And this bloke will captain the club. There's no doubt about it.
It seems that way, doesn't it? Even at 18, we seem to know that being the case.
Two games in, he's going to captain the club.
And they said this, Jim, didn't they, when they drafted him? And they even, like the first week he arrived at the club, it wasn't a guy that was introduced to the mix and said, look, just go over there and do your 20% of what the others are doing. He was straight in, all in, and was influencing straight away. And people were saying that back in November, even late October when he first got up there. So it's quite extraordinary. And to then see it with our own eyes, as we did on the weekend against West Coast. I mean, this is a team, West Coast, which was second on the premiership market.
Yeah, no doubt. And still should be.
But and probably still should be, yeah.
But, no, you had him and Pooey Anderson's kid, and then you got King in the forward half. Yes. There's three players, Bill. There's your next 10 years.
Exactly, but also...
Lukosius, and they're starting to build a nice little cluster of talent.
And also, Jim, some bigger bodies. Greenwood's gone up there. Bigger body. Yep. McPherson... Day played probably his best day.
Day was good, wasn't he?
He was very good. So they got these bigger bodies now with Rao and that. Mm. So they took him on.
Yep.
They didn't take a backward step against West Coast. They said, righto, serve it up and see how we go.
And look, they've had good wins before, but there's something about this wave. And now that I think we've seen it, particularly with Rao being the prime mover in that significant win, I reckon we can now start believing when they do keep telling us we are on the right track now.
I agree with that, and not taking a backward step can certainly be applied to the Kangaroos.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were I was so impressed with the way they stopped for a start GWS's ball movement, but also just kept going at them.
Yeah, well, even when the Giants kicked three or four goals late in the game to get it back to a manageable margin for them with the time remaining, North didn't change, did they? The temptation may have been to chip it around a little bit, but... There were goals to Zeeble from that mark from Dumont, with the Taron Thomas goal from a nice setup, and then also the long bomb from Pollard just to seal it. It was a really impressive performance. And the Cam Zerha thing, Bill.
We like him.
Last year he developed a semi-cult feeling.
Yeah, no,
he's officially a cult now, isn't he?
He is. Because he's forward. He's a forward, but he goes hard. He attacks it hard. We're just talking about him, Jim, weren't we? You've got to love him.
The hair, he doesn't give a stuff.
What he is a modern day, and a long way to be as good as, but a modern day Dermot Brereton style, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, Dermot used to just love barrelling people.
Not care.
Yeah. He's the same. But I tell you, as a long-standing North Melbourne man, Purple, what I loved as much as anything we're discussing is the rich Indigenous talent that North's had over the journey. Simkin and Taron Thomas. Some of that shimmying late in that game.
I
might have got a little firm.
Oh.
I might have just reminded me of J&P Krakua back in the early 80s. That was beautiful slicing through the middle. I love seeing that.
And in that conversation, Winnie Abraham was one of my all-time favourites before he got to North from the Dockers.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, I love that. Superstar. That's just that little quick step through the middle there. Just beautiful.
Good to see Simkin, though, isn't it? Because the raps have been big on Thomas, and I reckon what he did in his first year last year was more than enough.
Yep.
And now we can see him going to take that next step. But it's been a bit of a battle, hasn't it, for Simkin? You can see it now why he went so high in the draft that he was taken in.
I love them. I love the Cats.
Yeah,
I didn't think the Hawks were great, but that's probably because Geelong were as good as they were.
It was important to have a good game, wasn't it, after Thursday night's 5-6. Even though Brian didn't think it was a great game. But I thought it was a good game to watch.
Well, it was, and we did speculate as a media group who's going to benefit and who's not going to benefit out of the COVID-19 shutdown. We had the feeling the Cats would, because they took in Duncan and Selwood and others a little bit underdone into that first game, and I thought they were okay against GWS way back in March.
But
they clearly came out of that. They got the fitness into those players they needed to, and I think also too they've now had the courage to put into the middle Parfitt and remove some of the Ablett now moves down forward. Narkle was also a starter inside the centre, and I really like the messaging that gives to those individuals as well, but more importantly to an Ablett who, Bill, you noticed seemed to be carrying just a little bit extra.
Have you had him down the Cremorne?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eating a few of your palmies.
And he had a little pot cut, which I don't mind. Of course you wouldn't. I like that because he's going to play forward. He said himself he wanted to put on a bit of weight because he's going to play forward and get himself right. So I tell you what, when he uses it, he just uses it beautiful. But Parfitt, just stronger and
fitter.
Isn't
he? Look good.
So,
no, I like him.
Saints, good. Well done to them. We're going to talk about the Dogs in the negatives next. But also Essendon, got to hand it to them. Travel and win. Well done to them.
And look, they held on against the Dockers in Melbourne in round one, and then they held on against the Swans in round two. And both those games could have gone either way. If they're 0-2, you just start the wonder again. But hey, they're 2-0. They can get on a roll too.
What about Port?
Port, yeah.
What about that 2018 draft, Jim? Number five, Rosie.
Yeah.
He went at five.
Extraordinary
five.
Play.
And then 12, Zach Butters, and then 18, Dersma.
Dersma, yep.
We're going to look back that as the same as what? Buddy, Roughhead, and
Lewis.
They're shaping that way, aren't they? Particularly Rosie. I mean, Dersma, I love the excitement he brings, but Rosie's just a pure class act. And you go back a couple of drafts prior to that, Bill, Todd Marshall was a man, Jim, who slipped really lower than what he was talked about in that particular year. And we know he's had some personal issues with family situations, and, which were very sad. And he's just taken a little bit longer than he was meant to. But we saw on the weekend, he's clean with the ball, isn't he? And while it was those three players that you mentioned, Bill, who were the highlight acts out of that particular game, he did more than enough to make you realise he is an elite talent. And it was also good to see, too, one of the old guys, our old mate, Travis Boak, to also probably be first on ground.
I'll tell you, he's another underrated footballer for him is Burn Jones. He doesn't get anywhere near enough credit for what he does across halfback. All right, negatives. And also, we're going to play something out of the break that we just need to revisit from the weekend.
We better say the Saints.
We did mention
that. That was sensational yesterday.
We've mentioned them now.
Move on. Thank you, Bill. All right.
Because they were great. And Germana driving was packed.
Stick around because we've got a bit of audio to play next.
For Coates Hire, Damien Barrett is in the studio.
Mitch Duncan has won this one out of the centre. The Irishman, Tui, penetrating long kick inside forward 50. And McAvoy back there.
I think you're fine. You might be calling the replay. I think. Get a bloody good job of it.
I think you're right, too.
You started Sandy Roberts on us.
I tell you what, it was better the second time round than it was the first time. I've got to say that.
What the hell?
Jim. Hey, guess what, Jim? Forgot Juke. I couldn't play it this morning on Hot Breakfast. Ran out of stuff, they reckon.
Did they?
Had too much stuff. Couldn't play that this morning.
That maybe they'll play it tomorrow morning, Bill.
Now, what I love about that is, of course, in these times, you've got a call off tube, as we call it, off screen. It's all new because of the COVID lockdown. But what I love is the amazing and warm and heartfelt support you got from Nafe and from C. Judd, three votes.
So C. Judd just condescendingly, I think you're calling a replay, Dust. And then Nathan, and we've all seen Brownie in these situations, he prays for these moments where someone is under the bus and he will just giggle. And you want to hit him first more than you do the bloke who actually raised it.
You just want to hit him.
No one enjoys another man's misery more than Nafe Brown.
He spends his whole week trying to find it on others. And then when it presents itself on a platter like it did Friday night, he's all in.
Would have been great if it was Saturday and you did it, Jim. I think
you would have enjoyed that.
Jim's never been wrong, Bill.
I'm not doing that. Not doing that.
Negativity.
All right.
Who are we pointing the finger at?
We're going to go to the match review panel as a starting point, Bill. Please. And I know they operate under the box-ticking criteria, but to keep giving onus and weight and merit to the injury or lack thereof suffered by the victim, in inverted commas, of an AFL incident, Bill. I just don't like it. It was an accident that Paddy Dangerfield wasn't concussed by Sean Burgoyne. And as such, it meant that Burgoyne gets a fine and not a suspension. Had he been knocked out, he would have been suspended. But I think if we remove that, we can then get the message out in a clearer way than we are getting. Because we keep getting told, Jim, the head's important and we don't want these types of incidents.
Kids.
But here we are. An AFL system is allowing Burgoyne to play this week.
And we all love Sean Burgoyne. He is a magnificent bloke. But if that was Mitch Robinson, he's getting 2 weeks.
If it's Lindsay Thomas, he's getting 3 or 4.
It is. Yeah. So that is appalling in itself. And I love Sean, we all do, but it's not about that. Yep. It's about if that's someone that the AFL go, well, you've had enough,
Toby.
Then you're copping a couple of weeks.
Yep.
There's no doubt, I don't care who was the perpetrator of the act, that should have been at least a week suspension.
At least one. Yep. And then if you know that is one for this upcoming season, it's probably not going to happen anywhere near the amount of times that it will happen. It'll happen this weekend, Bill and Jim. And you know what they'll do? They'll then give that bloke a suspension.
Yep. Well, we asked for a demo.
Is consistency.
And it's
what we don't get, Bill, with the match.
It's irrelevant whether the ball had spilled clear or not. It's still a dangerous way to tackle a player, and it should have been a week.
Yeah, I'm with you. And it's funny that we, and I think most in the public, have this view, but yet the system itself was allowing Burgoyne to run around.
The Adelaide Crows were as appalling in a showdown as I've ever seen.
Ever. Yeah. Are they rock bottom?
Yeah, I reckon they are, Bill. They came in 1991, don't you?
On and off the field.
Yeah, I reckon. So I had a quick think about this just even yesterday, Bill, in passing. And 1991 was when they entered the competition.
Yep, right.
I can't recall a time when this has been sustained now since basically halftime of the 2017 grand final. Basically, not one thing has gone right. And and even before then, they've had player exits of a significant nature, haven't
Way
they?
Way too many. Yes.
Way too many. And big names. And even going into this showdown, out of nowhere, the most celebrated and decorated crow in Andrew McLeod, two-time Norm Smith Medal winner, comes out and says stuff that has to be listened to because it does resonate. And he hasn't backed away. He's now had three goes at it. So clearly something's happened. That was the lead into the showdown. Yep. And you talk about, is it their lowest moment? That's what they dished up at a time when they've had 12 weeks off to try and get themselves right. Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah, I reckon it might be. Yeah.
But Purple, if I'm the chairman of the Dockers 2 years ago, I'm not calling an extraordinary board meeting, but at the next board meeting, I'm having half an hour put aside to ask the CEO, the head of footy and the coach, how is it that Lachie Neale is leaving our club to go to Brisbane, who at the time were last?
Yeah.
How's that happening? Now, there would be an inquisition as to... Adelaide have had that same scenario happen 10 times in the last 7 or 8 years.
Yep.
Talking about Jack Gunston, talking about Mitch McGovern, about the great Patrick Dangerfield, about Jake Lever, Charlie Cameron.
Eddie Betts.
I mean, it is ridiculous how many players have requested to leave that place.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. How
does that happen?
And look, even Crouch last year, I don't care what anyone says, he certainly opened the possibilities around that himself. And he ended up staying, but that's going to go around again, isn't it, this year?
Western Bulldogs, let's move on. Yeah, what is going on there?
Well, we need to now look at it, I think, in a three-match block. The elimination final last year against GWS, where they just got mauled. But they then had the whole summer to then maybe delude themselves about being on the right track apart from that one game, Jim. Yep. They then dished up what they did against Collingwood in round one and a 9-goal loss there. And then against St Kilda last night, to your point, Bill, the Saints were unbelievably good, particularly after quarter time. But the manner in which some of those goals were scored will be the major issue. And there's clearly selection issues. I mean, you had Trengove not playing, you had Cordy not playing, you've had issues around Toby McLean being in and out, and Liberatore, we were told, was fit to go and is not selected, obviously. And Gow is coming into the team. There's a lot of question marks over where they're at, and now they've got a game going in this week to against their now great rival in GWS, and they've just got to show something finally, don't they? Because I know it's 0-2. It's not over, but they're not playing in any form of manner that makes you think they're going to be okay.
Something going on there, isn't there?
Yeah, there seems to be.
They look a long way off the pace.
They do.
Melbourne. What the hell happened? That 47 points up and should have been beaten.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if you're Melbourne, you take it, don't you, Jim?
Of course you do.
A win to win.
Of course you do. And
obviously they got some game time into Harley Bennell, which is a really nice story. Didn't have a major impact on the game, but the fact he got through is a good thing. But
two kids look good too, I thought. Both of them with my brother.
Good, Trent Rivers. Are they? Good, both of them. Yeah, I knew they'd be glued.
No, they're good boys. Yeah. They're both good boys from Perth, but I thought they both looked pretty comfortable at the level.
Rivers particularly the way... Yeah, and obviously Jackson being bigger, but he didn't look out of place, did he? And that's a good sign. That game could have gone either way, and the fact that Carlton probably in the end should have won, I think if you're Melbourne, you take it, given you know what they've dished up since 2018. We touched on the Crows. Hawthorn, I think it's a watch this space. So I really do. I know they had the win in round one, but what was they did on Friday night, Bill, was out of sorts. And if you just have a look at the makeup of their team and the recruits they've brought in, and you look at their under-24s, and there's some nice talent on it, but... Who's their
best kid?
I'll go with Warple. There's massive raps on McGuinness, who was a draftee of last year.
But Warple was picked number 40. Or
yeah, he was low, wasn't he? He won the best in the fairest, last year. Yeah.
But Lordo asked this, didn't he? And it was a bloody good point.
Yeah.
They've got no real young kids coming through, and I've spoken about it for a couple of years. But it's just that Clarko's a good coach too.
But even giving up Burton as they did at the end of 2018 to Port Adelaide and bringing Wingard in, but they gave up a draft pick which also Bill netted one of those three players you mentioned in getting rid of Burton as well to get Wingard in. Wingard hasn't proven he's worth at Hawthorn yet. O'Meara's been solid, yeah. but again, I don't think he's been a game changer per se. Scully, look, he's had some nice games, but you know, Patton's played the two games this year, and who knows? He was certainly the conditions didn't suit. But when will they suit this year? So, yeah, I think there's a few issues, a few worries.
Frio, the other one, they're very stiff Frio. They could easily be 2-0.
Well, they lost the first game by 6 points. Yep. We saw that. We saw them again on Sunday, and they lost by 12, but could have won.
Could easily have won.
Well, that marked a tap.
One of the most appalling pieces of umpiring of all time. But you know what I say about that, Bill? It was so clearly a mark, so it was a mistake. Yeah. But umpires are entitled to make a mistake.
That's right.
But where's the other umpire on the ground? Why isn't he coming in going, no, mate, you must have been unsighted. That's a mark.
That's a mark.
Could and the then goal you turn umpire, it over. He was right there. Could he even say something?
Well, he could say, listen, I reckon you'll find he marked it, and if he's got faith in that, but he obviously can't make the decision the way the AFL likes the umpire's structure.
Field umpire should have stepped in and said, mate, you might have been unsighted. That is a mark, has to be paid a mark.
Yeah.
And then you the right decision's made.
It was a crucial time, wasn't it?
It was absolutely
crucial time.
Right,
we touched on West Coast too. McGovern is appealing the suspension that he got for hitting Sexton.
Ollie Wines, is he in Port Adelaide's best 22?
I would leave him out again this week, Bill, given how well the power played without him on the weekend. And look, according to Warren Treadway, he wasn't in their best 22 even before the COVID-19 breach and sanction.
Highest paid player there.
Yeah.
And also, can the quarters be changed to 20 minutes during the year?
I'd be staggered, Bill, if they do. The AFL Commission isn't in the habit of making monumental decisions, as that was, to reduce the season to 17 games and reduce the quarters to 16, and then to just second guess and be beholden to people who tell them they should. It's not their style. I reckon they'll keep it at 16.
And, Jim, I got asked this on the weekend. I asked this to Dame on the Sunday Footy Show. If you get suspended for breaking the COVID-19 rules, can you still win the Brownlow medal?
And what is the official ruling?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
So Ollie Wines, who got suspended, but he can still win the Brella. Yeah.
All right, very good. Nice seeing you, Purple. Thanks for that.
Thank you. And on the way out, the bus, Jim, I think we might
Where are you sending it?
We're going to send it to the Doggies down at Witten Oval.
You're driving it.
It needs to go down there, Jim. They've lost three matches in a row. We've got that one all over.
Are you driving it?
No,
I wouldn't go over there, Purple, if I were you. I'd stay this side of the West Coast.
Come on, Purple.
We'll pay a driver for that one, Bill. There's one at the Crows too, Jim, and we're just going to put out the feelers for a third bus to go down to Waverley if there's a little bit going on. But we're not going to send that one out in motion just yet.
Jeez. All right. Well done, Purple. Good seeing you.
For Foxtel, this is The Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Don't forget, you can listen to us, triplem.com.au, on your home smart speaker and on the Triple M app.
Time to get the family involved in the most magnificent show on radio. And normally on a Monday, I take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the running sheet today says phone topic, next to it, fat.
That's it, Jim.
How?
Well, because I'm very good at it on a Monday and you're a bit slower.
I don't think you are.
After you had seven bowls of red, you're
very nice. Not maybe not seven, but nice too. Awesome. Good.
And I love me German soccer, Jim. Ever since I went to Germany for the World Cup, I just follow it religiously week, Jim.
That's it.
And one of my favourite teams is Borussia Dortmund.
What are they called?
People call it differently in different states. South Australia and Victoria and that.
But sort of somewhere sort of accurate would be nice.
What are you playing? That's 99 Luftballons. What's that got to do with it? Yeah.
It's German.
Well, she was German. Yeah. Well, probably still is, actually.
She still is. What was her name? Felicity or
Nina.
Something. Nina.
Yep.
Now, Bill, Nina, one of my favourites.
Why are we talking about Borussia Dortmund?
Their manager, Jim. Lucien Favre.
Yes.
He's their manager, coach,
right.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
So about 7 weeks ago, they scored a goal and he was jumping up and down on the sidelines, did his hammy, so limped off.
Yes.
A bit of Chris Fagan a la la.
Mm.
But then only on the weekend, another goal by one of his midfielders there, back of the onion net where the spiders live. Oh. And you wouldn't believe it, jumping up and down again, he's done his calf.
No.
In 2 months, he's done a hammy and a calf. And I thought to myself, Jim, I'm writing this down.
Come on.
Because Monday at 6:34, I'm going with this.
Are you?
Yes.
Right.
When 1-3-3-5-3.
Hence.
Very good. Hence. Well done.
Thank you.
When did you hurt yourself?
Unusual. Oh, Bill. That's what you're going with. on a Monday when we're putting our best foot forward.
Well, we're not.
When have you hurt yourself unusual?
We fire up about Tuesday, Wednesday. We do Thursday and then we have
a rabbit Sam, no, you're not involved in this segment. What are we giving away, please?
TaylorMade Tour Response golf balls. Please. You're allowed back on the golf course. You can use them.
Good. Magnificent.
Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack, only 3.5 minutes from the Burnley Tunnel.
From Geelong. But when have you hurt yourself unusual? Beautiful. Of course, Chris Fagan, I mentioned him. When he went down the slide. That was a bad hammy. Remember, he used to sit down for numbers two and he couldn't do it properly because of the hammy.
You went on one of those mechanical surfboards and did your hammy.
Oh, I did. That's right. I did. And then I actually went surfing.
You did.
And did my hammy.
And skiing. And did your hammy.
Oh, I got... Yeah.
133353, ring us right now. Best prizes in radio.
Yep.
When have you hurt yourself?
Unusual.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Anthony William Brownless and James Brayshaw.
I can't by hand the opening batting duties over to Fat, which I should never do, especially on a Monday.
Yes, Jim.
And there wouldn't have been much of a response.
Oh, Jim, they've come to Papa. Look at them. Wowee. No more phone lines available at Triple M. Blowing off the hook. We've got Andrew there in Gardenvale. The question we ask, of course, is when did you hurt yourself unusual?
Right, yes.
Because my favourite soccer coach over there in Germany did his hammy and then his calf when they got a goal.
Yes, okay. Andrew Gardenvale. Drewy.
Drewy.
Oh, come on, Rabs.
Oh, it's going well, Rabs.
Oh, we've done a whole build-up, Rabs, and you just don't get the button pressed.
Has Jill put him through?
Come on, Rabs.
He's there.
Drewy.
Hello.
Oh, dopey. It's not the quiz on Saturday. Now, what happened, mate? What did you hurt?
I'll tell you what I hurt. When I was a young kid, had my push bike, getting chased by another guy.
Ooh.
Jumped, was standing up and pedalling, and when I pedalled, the chain slipped and got my crackers on the gooseneck.
On the gooseneck,
the crackers on the gooseneck.
His plums.
Oh, are they all right? Were they? Or they swell up?
Oh, come on, Bill.
Well,
not there anymore, Andrew. He's taken off.
The chain
Shannon
slipped.
In Werribee. Hello, Shannon.
Shanno. Oh, Rabs.
Oh, come on, Rabs. What sort of nick are you
Where's
in?
Ewan?
Shannon.
G'day, mate. There you go.
Going beautifully, mate. How have you hurt yourself? Unusual?
I was at work as an apprentice.
Yep.
Didn't realise I had a bit of glass sticking out of my bin, and when I went to stand up and copped a piece of glass in the backside.
Oh, no. Ooh. Where? What? Like
right cheek.
Right cheek.
Cheek, Bill. Well, you think you went into the hole?
No, I thought I might have put a crack in his bum, Jim.
No, definitely gave me a new one, just not up the middle.
Any stitches?
Oh, Bill, well, what sort of Nicky? This is your topic and you're absolutely slaughtering it.
A follow-up question and Rabs, he cuts him off.
Jarrah in July. Is that right, Jarrah?
Yeah, that's correct.
Beauty,
yeah.
Mate. How have you hurt yourself?
So basically I was playing basketball in my backyard, as you do as an 18-year-old.
Yep.
And shot the ball, jumped up for the rebound, but landed in a hole that the dogs dug in the middle of the backyard. Done my meniscus in my knee, and that was the first of four knee surgeries on that knee in the end.
That's a cartilage. Yeah. The old cartilage, Bill. Meniscus. That's the meniscus.
That hurts. Jim.
It does.
Yeah. At least there was a hole in the backyard, not dog poo.
Well, you would prefer the poo. You can get rid of that off your shoe.
Well,
yeah, you don't have to have four knee operations to get rid of poo.
Walk around for a week, everyone. it stinks.
Sherelle's down there in Geelong.
Ah, Sherelle-Z.
Hello, Billy. How are you?
Good, darling. When did you hurt yourself? Cool. Unusual there, Shelsey.
I was at my girlfriend's husband's 40th birthday and we were fighting over the tambourine.
Ooh.
And I dislocated my knee.
Oh. What, just had a blue on the ground or something, did you?
No, when I say fighting, we were just mucking around. She wanted it and I wanted it. So, you know, we were mucking
around. What about the tambourine?
What about that, Sherelle? Seriously. You shouldn't have to put up
with
that.
But I'm trying to work out how she dislocated her knee, Jim.
She just did. She explained.
If you work it out, I'd like to know as well.
Oh,
and that would have been painful too. Old Nick Newman on the weekend for the Blues. The
it knee was very painful.
Yeah, popped out. All right, stay there. Matt, Phillip Island. Hello, Matty.
How we going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. How did you injure yourself? Unusual.
Okay, so I broke my femur leaning out my laundry door to grab the security door.
That's the big bone.
Yeah, that's the big bone. Biggest one in the body, Billy.
How'd you, what broke it?
Not mine, mate, but...
having... Yeah, that you wish, mate.
But, Jim, that would hurt.
You could do it,
Bill. He's leaning out to get the door.
Right, and his bone broken.
No, my bones aren't in the best of condition, so that's what did it. But, yeah, that's after having hip replacements too, boys. So.
Oh, no.
Jeez, you're going well.
That would hurt. Jake.
Yeah. Maddie's going.
Jake's on the line. Hello, Jakey boy.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good, Jakey.
What happened?
Split me head open in a pet store.
You what?
Yeah, I was looking. The lady had the puppy out. You know, the old pet stores used to be able to have a look.
Bill. What?
She come on, Bill.
No, what kind of puppy?
Oh, I'm not too sure, mate. Didn't get to see it. Split me head open. So
split his head open, Bill.
Yeah, the lady had the window open. I could only see the tiniest little bit of it.
Right.
And Dopey's hit his head and split.
Not bad topics.
Good.
Jim. Not bad. All right. Where are you going prize-wise, please?
I don't know. Poor old Matt, Phillip Island, Jimmy. Oh, yes. Broke his, the biggest, he, bone,
the biggest bone in his body.
And he's had a couple of hips. He's just struck. What can we get for Matt?
Yeah. We'll send him some TaylorMade Tour Response golf balls.
Oh, Matty. That is awesome. That, boys, thank you so very much, eh?
Well done, mate. Yeah, and I think Jake, he just saw some puppies in the... Jake, split his head open.
We'll send him Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack, mate, in your way.
Well done, Jake.
On your Jake.
mbberwick.com.au, the showroom. They've got a sale on, as I say. The best Mercedes dealership in Melbourne. Now, Bill.
Hemisphere.
Not bad.
By the way, we're sponsored by Foxtel this week, JB.
Oh, hello.
Yes. Give them a plug. Come on.
Excuse me.
Every game of every round, live and ad break free, during play, all in one place, and that is Foxtel. Search Foxtel to find out more.
I just got the new Foxtel box they're sending out, the 8K. It's unbelievable.
I know.
It is unbelievable.
Well, there's some good ads on Fox Footy all over the weekend.
Oh, no, wouldn't have been. No, they wouldn't have been.
Get paid out at halftime.
Very nice. Thank you very much for everyone calling. That's a nice bank of calls there, Rabbits.
It is. Serving.
This is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill on Triple M. And it's all thanks to our good mates at Foxtel.
What's he on, Rabs? Like, seriously.
I tell you what.
It's not hard, though. It's not show. Speed. It's pretty simple.
It's not speed, Jimmy.
Mike Sheehan is going to join us tomorrow. Speaking of Foxtel, of course, Fox Footy's finest. Open mic.
Yes.
And at the moment, Tex Walker.
Ooh.
Well, we don't know. They're going through a bit over there. No. So we hope Tex will still jump on the phone and talk to us.
They should get on the front foot. Because they are struggling on and off the field.
Yes.
Kane Corns had another go at him on Sunday. Sunday footy show.
Yes, he would have. Yes. Bill.
Hang on, I've got some birthdays.
Oh, yes, please.
My darling sister, Melanie. Happy birthday, Melanie.
Happy birthday, Mel.
And also, guess who else? Craig Ned Kelly.
Oh, no. Cementhead.
Cementhead's birthday today.
No way.
Happy birthday, Cement.
You can bugger off. No time for him. No, Bill. Honestly.
I have.
He's a, I'll tell you what he is.
What?
Tool bag.
A tool bag.
That's what he is.
A nude. Yeah. What did Sam used to call him?
The buzzard.
The buzzard.
Because he could get his neck right into the carcass.
That's it.
All right, Fat Nay. Well, happy birthday, Ned. All right, so, Bill, something humorous to finish the show.
Yeah. Right,
in the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Oh, Jim. What did the drummer name his twin daughters?
What?
And a one and a two.
Oh, my God. No, you can't do that on a Monday. Like, people are tuning in.
Jim, Anna, one and a two.
No, Bill. No.
Anyway, me and a mate, we went overseas.
No, Bill! No, no.
And he come running downstairs.
No, Bill. No, Rabbits, turn him off.
He's off.
Oh, no. No telling of that joke.
It's a boy.
No. No, thanks.